This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
I'd like to welcome you all here the second Sunday after the Epiphany. For those watching at home or doing Divine Service 1 out of the Lutheran Service Book, hymn numbers 807, 402, 617, and 411. We'll begin on page 3 with confession and absolution, followed by sharing of peace and intercession of faith. Let us rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us kneel and be seated for the confession of sin. Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so we may delight in your will and walk in your ways for the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, whose mercy has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins, as a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us rise and face the center for sharing of peace. The lectern song. The peace of the Lord be with you all. And the pulpit song. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen.
Thank you.
who governs all things in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the prayers of your people and grant us your peace through all our days. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated for the reading of our lessons from God's holy word.
The Old Testament reading for the second Sunday after the Epiphany is taken from the first book of Samuel, chapter 3. God had raised up Samuel to unify the nation of Israel under a king. Samuel was the last judge of Israel, when Israel was ruled by God himself in a theocracy. Appointing Samuel to anoint Saul as the first king of David, and of course followed then by David, who would lead to our Savior Jesus Christ, the nation of Israel would under God unify and strengthen, just as other nations would. And under this guidance of God and the prophet Samuel and King David. The young man Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no frequent vision. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his own place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel, and he said, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. And the Lord called again, "Samuel." And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call you, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the young man. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down. If he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant hears.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood, calling as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant hears." Then the Lord said to Samuel, "Behold, I am about to do a thing in Israel at which the two ears of everyone who hears it will tingle. On that day I will fulfill against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house from beginning to end. And I declare to him that I am about to punish his house forever for the iniquity that he knew, because his sons were blaspheming God, and he did not restrain them. Therefore I swear to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be atoned for by sacrifice or offering forever." Samuel lay until morning. Then he opened the doors of the house of the Lord. And Samuel was afraid to tell the vision to Eli. But Eli called Samuel and said, "Samuel, my son." And he said, "Here I am." And Eli said, "What was it that he told you? Do not hide it from me. May God do so to you, and more also, if you hide anything from me of all that he told you." So Samuel told him everything and hid nothing from him. And he said, "It is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him." And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established as a prophet of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
the Roman Empire, second only in size to the city of Rome. And the Corinthians had been accustomed to much immoral living. And many of the Corinthians, as we may find it difficult and tempting to falter in our Christian living, but Paul urges them and us to unify and give ourselves fully to the work of the Lord. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be enslaved by anything. Food is meant for the stomach, and the stomach for food, and God will destroy both one and the other. The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God raised the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Never. Or do you not know that he who is joined with a prostitute becomes one body with her? For as it is written, the two will become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price, so glorify God in your body. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We rise for the singing of the Alleluia verse.
Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said to him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Please be seated for the children's message.
Hello, everyone. What an awesome day, right, to be here in God's house. Oh, whatever the weather, whatever the time of day, whatever our health, whatever our outlook on life, what an awesome place to be here in God's house. So, kind of fall into that. I brought something with me, and it may look like a toy, but actually, in consciousness, it looks like a calculator. Something else has numbers on it. Looks like I should have gone. That has a ring to it. A phone. Yeah, a phone. I like phones because I talk to the kids and we talk with each other. But we heard today in a lesson, the Old Testament lesson, where God called Samuel and spoke directly to him. And then we heard Pastor read from the gospel where God spoke directly to Philip through Jesus. He told Philip, "Follow me." And the first thing Philip did is he went and got Nathanael, his friend Nathanael. Nathanael, Jesus called me. Jesus called me. Let's go. You know, Jesus from Nazareth. And Nathanael's like, all. And that's the message. It's Jesus. Talk to Dale today, but he talks to you. So say a prayer with me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Bless us each and every day.
Bless us each and every day.
Help us with your Holy Spirit.
Help us with your Holy Spirit.
To share your message.
To share your message.
Of salvation in Jesus.
Of salvation in Jesus.
Amen.
We continue with the sermon hymn, The Only Son from Heaven, on page 10. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. How about this idea? As a way to make some extra money for the church, on Friday night we can turn the sanctuary into a hard rock nightclub. So we can put the band up here, clear out a few pews for a dance floor, maybe get a bar back in the back of church or in the narthex, and some table service up in the balcony. The bouncer could be out under the awning outside. That would be, does that sound like a good idea? Well, why not? I mean, it's actually a terrible idea. Because this is sacred space set apart for the divine service of God. We don't even like to have voters' meetings in here. This is God's house. We would never turn God's house into a nightclub. Last Sunday we learned about the baptism of Jesus and how at your baptism you put on Christ. You are united with Christ. You have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit. As we hear in Titus 3, He saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to His own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior. In baptism, you are kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian church, separated from the multitude of unbelievers. Jesus' death on the cross and His resurrection from the dead have been credited to you. As a baptized believer in Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Your body is a sacred vessel of God. God used to dwell in the temple in Jerusalem. Now God dwells in you. You have been baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You have received Jesus' forgiveness. You have taken Jesus' body and blood into your body. You have put on Christ. You are holy. Your body is sacred. It is God's house. What you do with your body matters. The trouble is that you live in a world that believes your body is a playground, and that your focus in life should be the constant pursuit of pleasure regardless of how it affects others. And the fact that people are obsessed with their own selfish pleasure seeking, it's not a surprise. It's the default position. It's who you are as a natural born sinner. You are a natural born sinner, but you are now a new creation in Christ. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. What you do with your body matters. In our epistle lesson today, St. Paul specifically addresses sexual sin. There are those in the Church of Corinth who are engaging with prostitutes and apparently justifying their behavior by pointing out that the food laws have been undone in Jesus, so what you eat does not matter because food is meant for the stomach and the stomach for food, and God will destroy both one and the other. So, if it doesn't matter what you eat, it should not matter who you're intimate with. It's just doing stuff with your body, and your body will eventually die and decay. The Corinthians and so many people today say, "It's my body. I can do what I want with my body." St. Paul corrects the Corinthians. The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God raised the Lord and will also raise us up by His power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Never. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a prostitute becomes one body with her? For as it is written, the two will become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Your body is not just for this life. On the last day, your body will be raised from the dead, imperishable. What you do with your body matters. The two becoming one flesh, sexual union is meant for marriage because marriage is a holy union. It's a sacred act designed by God Himself as part of His command in Genesis 1. Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. The union of husband and wife is a picture of the union of God and the church. Read in Ephesians 5. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I'm saying that it refers to Christ and the church. The world around us encourages sexual intimacy with anyone who consents, and too often not even that. Child sexual abuse is rampant. Human trafficking is booming. Pornography is big business. There's apps you can download on your phones and you can find someone to hook up with for a one-night stand. The idea of waiting until your wedding night is thought to be medieval. St. Paul's message was incredibly countercultural in the prostitute-filled port city of Corinth 2,000 years ago, and it's even more countercultural in our sex-soaked world today. Inside the bonds of the marriage union of a man and a woman, sexual intimacy is sacred. Outside the bonds of marriage, intimacy desecrates God's plan. It brings trouble and confusion. Sexual intimacy is significant. It's meaningful. It's sacred. It is only to happen within marriage. Your body is not your own to do with what you like. Your body belongs to the Lord. Your body is not meant for sexual immorality. The highway of life is littered with the damage brought by sexual immorality. Diseases bringing infertility, broken marriages, broken families, struggling single parents, exploited children and adults, millions addicted to pornography, hundreds of millions of aborted babies sacrificed on the altar of so-called sexual freedom, which is actually slavery. 1 Corinthians 6, flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. This is a radical message in a world of people that treat their body as a playground instead of a temple of God. This message of the sacredness of intimacy is considered hateful and evil and oppressive. The world rebels against this message, and that's understandable because they don't know Jesus. They're not one with Jesus. They have rejected Jesus. You have a choice each day. Live as a baptized child of God who has put on Christ and whose body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, or live as a friend of the world. And heed the Bible's warnings from James 4. Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. And Romans 12. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. This is a difficult and challenging teaching. Nobody has any high ground here from which to look down upon anyone else. We all have a lot to repent of. Sins of the youth, sins of the not so young, sins of thoughts and desires, sins of word and deed. Repent of being friends with the world. Make the changes in your life to conform to the will of God. Live out your identity in Christ. Your body belongs to the Lord. You are a baptized child of God. You have put on Christ. Your body is not a playground. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We rise and confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
Suffering from medical issues, Carolyn Ott undergoing chemotherapy, for Ethan Floor has been diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, we begin chemo treatments. Prayer thanksgiving for Danny and Michelle Ray. Danny is pretty much fully recovered from COVID, and Michelle's symptoms have been mild. And for the family of Bob Hill, who died this last week. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people, according to their needs. O Lord, you have called us into the fellowship and priesthood of your Son, Jesus Christ. By his incarnation and great work of salvation, heaven is open to us in him. Give us boldness to cling to your faithful call, that your deliverance would not be hidden, but spoken freely in all the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious God, preserve your church here and throughout the world. Send forth laborers into your harvest and sustain those who have set. Especially Matthew, our Synod President, Kevin, our District President, Adam, our Circuit Visitor. Make all Christians bold in confession and unwavering in prayer. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father, you have given us your Holy Spirit, making our bodies your temple and knitting us together into the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Give us courage and constancy to treasure your gift of holy marriage. Preserve your Christians in true chastity, the married, in honorable faithfulness to one another, and the unmarried in honorable purity. For you have bought us with the precious price of your Son's blood to glorify you in our bodies. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you are the Lord, and you do whatever seems good to you. As every lawful authority on earth comes from you, uphold in righteousness and health our nation with its leaders, preserve in wisdom and honor Donald, our president, Michael, our vice president, Joseph, our president-elect, Kamala, our vice-president-elect, Michael, our governor, and all public servants, including our armed forces, police, and first responders. Send peace in our time. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God, behold in mercy all for whom we pray, especially Dick, Carolyn, Ethan, Denny, Michelle, and Bob's family. Bring healing, comfort, strength, patience, and certainty to all we need. Receive our thanks for your constant watch and merciful kindness. In every sorrow and every joy, do not let our eyes be drawn from the greater marvel of your kindness in Christ Jesus, by whose grace and forgiveness alone we receive every blessing. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Holy Lord, renew the gift of your Holy Spirit to all who commune this day. Work in us true contrition to lament and abandon our sins, and so to come in confident faith to eat your Son's body and drink his blood, given and shed for the forgiveness of sins. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
all these things, and whatever else you know that we need, grant us, Father, that we say that Him died and rose again, and now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. To celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and His kingdom which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship of the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night He was betrayed, took disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." The same way also took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me."
Body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen you and preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace. Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.